1912. February 7th, 1912. Chicago. Work. Ellen G. White. At the time that I saw this representation, scenes that would soon take place in Chicago and other large cities also passed before me. As wickedness increased and the protecting power of God was withdrawn, there were destructive winds and tempests. Buildings were destroyed by fire and shaken down by earthquakes. When Dr. Paulson showed me the location that had been secured for sanitarium work at Hinsdale, I was thoroughly pleased, for this place answered to the representation that had been given me of places that would be obtained by our people for sanitarium work outside the large cities. Time will show that such properties as this can be used to far greater advantage than buildings in Chicago. For the wickedness of Chicago is as the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was also represented to me that there were other places near Chicago, but away from the city, which the Lord would have his people secure. There are souls to be reached. The message must be proclaimed. This is the light that has been given to me. I have been given a representation of the preaching of the word of truth with clearness and power in many places where it has never yet been heard. The Lord would have the people warned, for a great work will be done in a short time. I have heard the word of God proclaimed in many localities outside the city of Chicago. There were many voices proclaiming the truth with great power. That which they proclaimed was not fanciful theories, but the warning message. While the solid truth of the Bible came from the lips of men who had no fanciful theories or misleading science to present, there were others who labored with all their power to bring in false theories regarding Christ. And miracles were wrought to deceive, if possible, the very elect. I heard the message proclaimed in power by men who had not been educated in Battle Creek. Among those who were engaged in the work were young men taken from the plow and from the fields, and sent forth to preach the truth as it is in Jesus. Unquestioning faith in the Lord God of heaven was imparted to those who were called and chosen. All this, said my instructor, is a parable of what should be and what will be. For the present, some will be obliged to labor in Chicago, but these should be preparing working centers in rural districts from which to work the city. The Lord would have his people looking about them and securing humble, inexpensive places as centers for their work. And from time to time, larger places will come to their notice, which they will be able to secure at a surprisingly low price. Ellen G. White, Sanitarium, California. March 20th, 1906.